Aluvisian Fields by Richard R. Morrison. Read by Richard R. Morrison. Through the ringing in his ears, he heard distant, familiar voices calling out to him from the shadows of madness. All he could see was death and carnage in the darkness of his mind. Then he opened his eyes to blinding daylight. The building was burning. Thick, black smoke roiled about what was left of the room. His eyes stung and watered, blurring his vision. The store roof, counters, and walls had all been laid waste. There were lumber and dragon parts scattered all over the square. People crawled out from the debris, half-burnt, crying for help. Zarek moved through the crowd, helping those that he could. Wizard was dragged from the building. He looked up to see Naylan, his once bushy eyebrows and beard all but singed off.
"Now what you going to do that for?" he yelled through Wizard's smoke. "We've got to get out of here. They'll be arresting you for sure."
Wizard spotted Zarek as he rushed to his side, looking him over for any sign of injury. Zarek stared at what was left of Naylan's prized beard. He shook his head at Wizard, as though to suggest that he say nothing of Naylan's new look.
"I didn't mean to call fire. It was an accident. The power must have gotten away from me," Wizard said, regaining his senses.
They looked back over their shoulders at the carnage in the square and quickly scurried away from what was left of the dragon's den.
"I don't think you did it. I saw a spark and then the explosion," Naylan said.
"I saw him,"
Wizard said, as they stumbled through the frantic crowd that had gathered.
"Saw who?" Zarek asked.
"The face from my dream. The man who tried to kill me. He was there just before the explosion. But I think he got away. We must find him,"
Wizard said, trying to pull away from his friends.
"Are you sure it was the man from your dream?" Zarek asked.
"It was him. I'll never forget that face," Wizard declared.
"We should get back to the Hall of Commerce and speak to the council. Surely they did not sanction the opening of that shop. This will change everything. My people will not trade with the likes that have brought about the harvest of dragons."
"Nor will mine," Naylan said, scratching his head. "Though that essence of dragon would surely help in the mines." Zarek gave him a dark look.
"Never you mind, Zarek. I'll not trade with folk like that. Without morals, they will most certainly be untrustworthy."
Zarek smiled and nodded in satisfaction.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?